This is the recording of my conversation with Boris Cordes, Director Channels at Data Robot. Data Robot offers a platform that automates the deployment of machine learning. It helps data scientists be more productive, as well as business analysts use machine learning for business goals. We also cover successful applications in several industries and implementation considerations. I'm talking to Boris Cordes, Director Channels at Data Robot. Data Robot is a leader in enterprise artificial intelligence. It aims to make AI accessible to anyone, not only data scientists. It does this by automating the steps of AI model development. Founded in 2012, has received almost $500 million in funding and is a unicorn. Boris, please introduce yourself, the company, and your role.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. As you said, my name is Boris Cordes. I'm responsible for the channel partner ecosystem at Data Robot. I'm in the BI and analytics space for around about 20 years. I started in consulting, then sales, partner management, marketing. And last year, I joined Data Robot.
I would like to start with a broader question. So what do you think differentiates the companies that are leading in applying artificial intelligence in business versus the ones that did not start or are just starting the journey?
Yeah, so I think the changes that will come due to this, let's call it intelligence revolution, they will be dramatic. Every single competitive advantage that organizations have will be disrupted, and I think no one will really be immune to it. And Elon Musk said that essentially if your competitor is racing to build AI, they will crush you. I mean, that sounds pretty dramatic, of course. If you look in 2 to 3 years from now, saying you use AI in your business will be like, say, you use software or you use a database, right? So I think that companies who really try to adopt these kind of innovations early, they will benefit significantly. And perhaps the companies that do not or do it too slowly, they will perhaps never really have the chance to keep up with this pace. And so there is this kind of, let's say, positive feedback loop that we see in these kind of businesses and companies. So the one that start very early, they benefit even more from these technologies and the way they look at their data, they look at their business processes.
In this context, tell us a bit about Data Robot. What problems does the Data Robot try to solve?
Yeah, so if you look at the market, I mean, everybody is talking about AI, everybody's talking about using some kind of data, become data driven, but currently We see this across all industries. Companies can't really scale their data science capabilities. So the internal demand for AI and machine learning greatly exceeds the ability to find, or hire, retain, and afford an army of data scientists or larger teams. Even companies who started with AI, machine learning, data science a couple of years ago, they do now recognize that in this, let's say, version one approach, with very manual work, with data scientist teams on board, who work on specific use cases over long times, it doesn't work very, very good, that the number of models that they have in production are not that huge, right? And so they have to think about another way moving forward. And therefore, we invented automated machine learning to build, deploy better models faster so that companies can really become data and AI driven. So it addresses the existing data scientists and the data scientist teams to increase their productivity. So they could be a very, very important lever for this kind of platforms. And the second one is that we also empower you, set it at at the beginning, and Powell also, let's call them citizen data scientists, so data analysts, engineers, and other subject matter experts to really contribute to the development of these applications. And an ideal setup for us, if we think about a hub and spoke scenario, not from a technical perspective, but from an organizational perspective, I think the ideal setup is that you have as the hub, you have a data scientist team, or perhaps only one data scientist, and the spokes, these are the business departments, and within these business departments, you have citizen data scientists, and they collaborate with the data scientist teams. They see each other as a virtual team.
These are extremely important points. So what are some of the tools and solutions that DataRobot developed and is offering?
With an enterprise AI platform, you have to obviously be able to load data into the platform, do all the data preparation work that is needed to work with specific data from a specific use case. Then you have to provide functionality and capabilities for feature engineering. This is something that we automate in the platform up to the model building and the validation. And then, of course, the entire training, so that at the end we come up with a model that we recommend for deployment. Then you have to bring these models into production. So it has to be very, very easy to directly deploy a model into production, and then over the entire application lifecycle, you have to manage and monitor the models that you have in production. Covering this entire lifecycle, that is something that you have to do. You have to do this for different kind of audiences. We already talked about the data scientist and the data scientist teams. Then in terms of infrastructure, you have to have a platform that more or less runs everywhere in the cloud, as well as in your own data center, if you would like to run this on your infrastructure. And last but not least, there are very, very important and very well-known open source assets out there. So libraries like R, Python, TensorFlow, etc. So we have to make sure that we bring them into our platform. So really the entire life cycle for different kinds of audiences, not only the data scientists, it should run in terms of flexibility on every infrastructure. And we have to leverage the assets that are already out there.
What type of companies use DataRobot in what industries? And could you share some success stories?
We see companies in every industry adopting AI and automation, machine learning, and really companies of all sizes, because at the end, they all have processes in which they have to predict something, and that's what it's all about. So very, very different industries, very different companies. Some typical examples are, for example, in the insurance industry, a company like Domestic and General, they use automated machine learning, DataRobot for dynamic pricing. So you can think of a lot of models that they have to build to come up with a very individual pricing for their customers. These are hundreds, thousands of models and calculations that they have to do on a monthly basis. And that's where an automated machine platform can really have a great impact. In the banking industry, fraud detection use cases are out there a lot. Also, when it comes to loans, there are lending platforms like Harmony that matches borrowers with lenders to make a better deal for both. And for these kind of companies, it's super important to, for example, to understand if a loan will default or not. So typical binary classification problem that they address with DataRobot. And in these times, more important than ever, healthcare. And in this case, as an example, Steward Healthcare, hospital staffing, that's 60% of the cost. If you are able to reduce cost in this area, and that's significant. Most of the times, these kind of companies, hospitals, they work with average data to predict staffing, for example, and this always results in understaffing or overstaffing. In retail, when we think about personalized offers, personalized advertising, when you think about next best action, next best offer use cases, this is something like Kroger has done. They analyzed, I think, 60 million households and 3 billion shopping baskets to come up with very accurate predictions of what I, as a customer of Kroger, will buy. Last but not least, we also see AI and automated machine learning in sports more and more. You could say, okay, this is typical American company, but even in Europe, in the DACH region, in Germany, we see more and more very well-known teams, very well-known sports teams looking at these kind of technologies to, on the one hand side, address very, let's say, very, very classical use cases, commercial use cases. For example, if someone will review his annual ticket, but also these companies also look at very specific things that are happening on the playing field, for example, where they get a lot of data and they analyze this data more or less in real time to predict certain things that are currently happening on the playing field.
These are some great examples. So what do companies need in order to implement? What is the data robot AI adoption path?
Yeah, so it's at the end, it always starts with the use case. Sometimes companies do not really know where to start. So what we do, what our partners do, they do, say, some kind of use case ideation workshops to, and then as soon as they found something that they want to predict faster and or better, they have to qualify and frame frame these use cases properly. So they have to look at the complexity of the use case. We suggest to take a use case that does have good business impact, good ROI, but is also not that complex, so that within a relatively short time frame, they are able to bring this first use case into production. You have to look at the data. So not just do we have a use case, but also do we have the data? And also in regards to data, it's super important to recognize that it is, again, it is very use case centric. So you don't have to have a data lake in place. If you look at very specific use cases, and I just mentioned a couple of them, you don't need very large amounts of data. You don't need a data lake. Sometimes you have use cases where you have very specific data sets that you need that are already available in the company. And then I would say it depends on the situation that we have with customers. We like to differentiate in terms of, okay, do they have data scientists or not? Do they want to, let's say, focus on getting insights first and not deploy solutions first? Some customers already have use cases in production. So in this version one approach, they already built first models, built first applications, and perhaps their first goal is to manage and monitor them properly. So sometimes we just start with the ML ops part. And sometimes customers say, hey, I don't want to build own expertise when it comes to the development of these kind of solutions or the operations. So please, Data Robot partner, come up with a complete solution.
Boris, I would like to end with a broader question. So from your interaction with the customers on the ground, how rapid is the adoption of AI in business?
We see very, very different kinds of companies, some more mature, but faced a lot of challenges in their first version of how they try to develop solutions. And then on the other hand side, the companies try to enter this space right now, and they are looking for a platform that can automate a lot of the work that they would normally do on a very manual base.
Thank you very much.